Let's talk water. If Earth didn't have water, it wouldn't have life. But exactly how water sprang up on this planet has been a perpetual mystery. Water has an origin story, and scientists have never agreed on what that story is. Now, researchers from Arizona State University are suggesting that water on Earth originated from material brought by asteroids. Nothing says trouble like a woman in pants. That was the attitude in the 1930s, anyway, when Barbara McClintock wore slacks at the University of Missouri. It was considered scandalous. Barbara had already made her mark on the field of genetics with her groundbreaking work at Cornell University, mapping chromosomes using corn. Unlike some immigrant groups, most Jews came to America to stay. Poverty propelled fathers to set off on their own. Rose Pines was just a toddler when her father, to avoid the Tsar's draft, left Vilkomir in Lithuania and sailed for America in 1913. He left his wife on her own to run the shoe store and to raise their three children under the age of three. In the heart of the Amazon rainforest, a remarkable discovery changed our understanding of human history. Buried beneath centuries of soil, archaeologists uncovered evidence of vast communities that once thrived among the trees. These weren't small settlements, but sophisticated societies with road networks and agricultural systems that supported thousands. The forest, it seems, holds secrets we're only beginning to understand. On March 22, 1893, the first women's college basketball game was played at Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. Men were not permitted inside the gym at the all-women college, but a crowd of fascinated women cheered on their fellow classmates from the running track of the campus. The game was organized by the college gymnastics instructor, Lithuanian immigrant Senda Berenson, less than 2 years after the invention of the game by Dr. James Naismith. Berenson's rules were adapted from Naismith's rules for men, and versions of Berenson's game quickly spread to the other women's colleges throughout the country.